I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stay all day.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Success is a habit, and you are building your habit by tuning into the show that teaches the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date. And on top of all that, a huge dose of personal initiative, that go-getterness for you to go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. All this combined, you are listening to the Work on Your Game. Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations on your decision. And today's topic is giving your mind pictures, not words. And yes, I'm saying that as you're listening to a podcast where all you get in a podcast is words. I mean, this is not a video podcast. All you get is the sound of my voice. Your mind needs pictures to inspire and motivate yourself, to get yourself going. You got to give your mind an image. I remember I was watching this video. This had to be in the 90s, maybe 1997 to 1998. There was this video that I had, VHS tape, video of this guy who was trying to help these basketball players jump higher. And it looked like he was giving a clinic. I don't know who this guy was, but it looked like he was giving a clinic. And there are a bunch of players sitting there, and there may be some spectators and family members in the back watching, but you couldn't tell from the camera angle. You could see the few players sitting on the floor. This guy is standing in front of the basket, and he's talking to these kids about jumping higher. And you can see some of the kids sitting on the floor in front of him. And he starts talking, like he said, hey, the mind has to have pictures. You can't just give the mind words. You got to give the mind an image of what you want. So we had about four or five guys who all said, hey, I want to jump higher. He had them line up, and then he had them get a running start and run up and touch the rim, or get as high as they could when it came to touching the rim. So they all ran up and tried to touch the rim or grab it as high as they could. And the coach said, this guy putting on the clinic, he says to the players, after you run up and touch or try to touch the rim, I want you to point to the spot on your hand where you actually touched it. So if you barely graze it with your fingertip, then it's your fingertip. And what he would do is take a marker, and he will put a mark on their hand at the spot where they had grabbed the rim. So if a person got their wrist on the rim, then he will put a mark on their wrist. So if they got it in the middle of the palm of their hand, he put it there. Or if it was on a fingertip, he would put it there. So he put a mark on each person's hand, each of these kids' hands, after they ran up and grabbed the rim or tried to grab the rim. Then as they're all standing there, he told the players, this is what I want you to do. And he had them do this visualization exercise. And this took literally 30 seconds. He had them close their eyes. He said, I want you to really picture yourself, picture your legs becoming like rockets, jet rockets. And as soon as a button gets pressed, they just blast off and take you higher than you've ever taken it, than they've ever taken you in your life. And you're jumping as high as you can. You're exploding up off the ground and playing the game above the rim. And you're getting up there and grabbing that rim or touching that rim or dunking that ball the best you've ever done it in your life. And he talked, this is literally 30 seconds he talks. And he says, okay, open your eyes. Now I want all of you players, and this is after he had explained, the mind needs pictures. It doesn't need just words. You need to give your mind an image. Then he had all the players run up and try to touch the rim again. And every single one of them got a whole lot higher on the second jump than they did the first time. We're talking like anywhere from a 2 to 5 inch increase in their jump, in their reach, the point that they could reach on the rim just after doing that 30-second visualization technique. And those of you who play basketball, if you don't understand it, a 2 to 5 inch difference in how high you can get towards the rim is the difference between maybe making a shot and having that shot blocked, dunking the ball and completely missing a dunk. It could be the difference between making the playoffs and missing it, making a team and not making it. Sports at the higher level, the higher the level you go, becomes a game of inches. It's not a game of talent because everybody has it. It's not a game of skill because everybody has it. It's a game of inches. The more precise you can be. So that 2 to 5 inches doesn't sound like a lot of space to cover or a big difference, but it really is when we're talking about dunking a basketball. And I remember watching that video again. This had to be about 20 years ago. I was watching it. That is not actually why I talked about this episode, but as I'm talking about it, it reminded me of that. But that's what we're talking about here today, is giving your mind a vision, giving your mind an image, a picture that it needs to see in order to complete the outcome that you wanted to complete. It can't just be words. It can't just be writing down what you hear. It can't just be what you read in a book. There, it can be those things, but you got to learn to convert those words into images. That's what we're talking about here today, that your mind got to have the right image for you to get the right outcome. Point number one, you ever hear somebody say something like, I'm a visual person? Maybe you said it. Do you believe that you're a visual person? Good, because we all are visual people. Sometimes people say, well, yeah, I'm a visual person, so I need to see this, or if I look at it. Listen, everybody is a visual person. There's no human being who can see who's not a visual person. The only people who are not visual people may be people who can't see, but even people who can't see can have visions in their minds. They can still have images in their minds. They can still have a picture in their mind. I don't know this from firsthand experience, but every human being is a visual person. Okay, if you didn't know you were a visual person, this is news to you. You are a visual person. Understand this. When we can see something in our mind, when we can see it, we believe it. Right? You ever said that to somebody? I'll believe it when I see it. You ever had anybody say that to you? Or you ever heard somebody say it? Somebody, there was some person talking about what they're going to do or what outcome was going to take place and how it's going to be great and this and that. And somebody said, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Or I ever had somebody say, prove it, or you said, prove it. What are you saying? You're saying to that person, I want to see this outcome. Yes, I hear you saying it. I hear you explaining it. Yes, logically, it makes perfect sense, but I still need to see that outcome happen before I actually believe it. That's why we're visual people. When we can see something, is real to us. When we see it, it registers with us. The things that we see stick with us, even if what we see isn't really what we saw, if you understand what I'm saying. A magician, for example, just has sleight of hand ability. They can have you looking at one thing, but then you're seeing something completely different than what you're looking at. That's a vision. They can control the pictures, the images that you're getting in your mind, and you'll believe something that wasn't actually really there because of their ability to distract your attention and your focus into different areas or have it go where they want it to go, while what's actually happening is somewhere that you're not focused on at all. And people who are skilled at persuasion, people who are skilled at arguing, people who are skilled at making their points, they're really good at these things, at having you see what they want you to see, not necessarily what is in front of you, but seeing what you want to see. I want to see it happen. Prove it. I'll believe it when I see it. All of us have used these phrases. I need to witness what you're claiming in order for it to be real with me. All human beings are visual people. That's what you need to get. Number two, you ever heard the saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words? We've all heard that. It was either Polaroid cameras or the Kodak cameras. One of those made up this thing that a picture is worth 1,000 words. And is a cliche that is actually true. They made it up. I think they made it as an ad campaign. I don't know if the saying existed before the ad campaign or the ad campaign created the saying. Either way, it is accurate. It's very accurate for life. The things that we can see, the images we hold in our mind, can take the place of 1,000 written words or 1,000 spoken words. And sometimes 1,000 spoken words are necessary to create the type of image that we need in our head for us to go out and complete the pictures that we want to create. Images stick in our minds. Images stick in our minds. Those of you who were alive or old enough when 9/11 happened, September 11th, 2001, we remember those images. We remember the images that we saw of these twin towers. Twin towers, there's all this smoke coming out of one of the towers, and news is all over it. Every news channel is showing it, and they're talking about it. Like, we don't know what happened. We're trying to figure this out. A plane hits the tower, and then as we're watching it, as we are watching what happened at this one tower on TV, live on the news, another airplane flies straight into the other tower. We all remember that image. If you were alive when that happened, if you were watching TV and you could understand things at that time that that happened, we all remember exactly where we were, remember what was going on. We remember that image. Now, there have been plenty of words spoken about it. There was a book written about it. There were several books written about it. There were blog posts written about it. A lot of people had a lot of things to say about it. People with conspiracy theories and all of this. We don't remember many of those words. I don't think any of us can remember all of the words that we heard about 9/11, but all of us remember that image. We remember images because they stick in our mind. Words are details compared to images. An image, again, an image can say 1,000, an image is worth 1,000 words because I could see an image and I could see a certain thing in it, and then you see the exact same image and you see something completely different in it. Neither of us is right, neither of us is wrong. It's just the way that we interpret things. That's the power of an image, is that people can interpret it however they wish. When you give people words, you're basically doing the interpretation for them. Words are details compared to pictures, and we often forget a lot of the detail. We'll remember some of it. We'll remember the parts that create a vision in our mind, but we don't remember all of the detail, which is why if you're doing something like studying for school, or you really want to get the maximum value out of an online course or a book that you read, or you want to get the most value out of the Work on Your Game podcast, you can't just listen to this one time because it's words. I'm giving you things that are details that you are just not going to remember in the long run, not because you don't want to, but because the brain is not wired for you to remember every detail. Brain is wired for you to remember the images, and you can fill in that image to mean whatever you want it to mean. So for, let's say, studying for school or taking an online course or listening to this podcast, you need to take notes on it. You need to go over it multiple times. You can't just do it one time and think you got it. You're not going to remember any of this 72 hours from now if you don't take notes on it and really, really create an image in your mind in a way that works for you based on the notes that you take that will really imbue this into you, to really drill it into your mind to be something that you remember. We remember images quickly. All right, remembering words is very hard to do. Any of you remember what I said three sentences ago? You can't remember a single word of what I said three sentences ago, but you can remember an image very easily, and you often don't need to see it that many times to remember it. It creates a feeling in you. It connects to an emotion. When something's connected to an emotion, we remember it. Words and details don't always connect. Details don't connect to emotions. Words can, depending on what the words are. That leads us right into point number three. And today's topic, again, is your mind needs pictures, not just words. Number three, to motivate or inspire yourself, because that's what today's topic is about. If you want to motivate or inspire yourself, the words that you use must be words which create a vision. To motivate and inspire yourself, use words which create a vision. So I want you to be very clear that what I'm saying here today is not that you can't use words to motivate and inspire yourself. You absolutely can. The words that are used got to be the words that will create an image. They have to create a vision in your mind. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, for example, was all words. It was just words, but the words that he said created an image in people's minds. He repeated certain words over and over again. He repeated, how many times did he say, I have a dream? And it was the way he said it. It was the energy behind it. It was the timing of the situation. It was who he was as a person. All of those things factored in. The outcome was it created an image in people's minds. And all of us may have completely different images of what it was. Some people had images of equality and this happy world that we were going to live in. Some people had images of just Martin Luther King on the steps at Washington, D.C., saying the things that he said. Some people have an image of how they felt when they were there. So maybe some of you who were listening to this were there when it actually happened. Maybe you were alive when it happened. Maybe the first time you heard it, it made you feel a certain way, and that's what you remember. But he created an image in people's minds with his words. So the right words will create an image in somebody's minds. And with that image, you can motivate and inspire yourself to do what you need to do. We don't get motivated by words. We get motivated by images. So when someone says something that motivates or inspires you, it's because it created an image in your mind, or it connected to an image that already existed in your mind. A very skilled orator can do that. They can use their words to connect to something that you already feel. For example, when I brought up 9/11, those of you who are alive at 9/11, you immediately remembered exactly that moment, that day, where you were, what you were doing, how you found out, what happened, how you felt. You remember it because I brought up something that I know is already in your mind. And the only way it wouldn't be in your mind is if you weren't around to remember that. But if you were around to remember, it brought something to your mind. I don't know what, but it brought something to you. That's the power of using the right words. They create a vision. People are persuaded by images, people. They're not persuaded. People are not persuaded by facts. Did you know that? Factual information, black and white facts, I mean, undisputable objective fact, is not persuasive. You can't persuade somebody with a fact, but you can persuade somebody with an image. You can persuade somebody with a feeling, because images connect to feelings. They connect to emotions. And when you can connect to somebody's feelings and emotions, you can move them to action. You don't move people to action by telling them the facts. Maybe you've told someone a fact and then they went and took action. It's not because of the fact that they took action. They took action because the fact connected to a feeling or emotion within them, or created a feeling or emotion within them. Then they took action. Now, it can happen so quickly that it may seem like causation when it's really just correlation. We are persuaded by images. Words, details, and facts, they have their place. But not in the world of inspiring. Only if those words are going to create an image in somebody's mind. So think about that the next time you do anything where you're going to be speaking in public. Whether that's make a video on an Instagram story. Whether you're going to be on YouTube. You're going to do a public speech. Whether you're giving a campaign speech. You're running for president. You could be running for president at your volunteer organization. You could be running for class treasurer at school. Anywhere that you're going to be speaking to a group of people, and that group of people could just be one person. You could be speaking to yourself. If your words create an image in your mind, those are the most likely, most eligible to move you to action, to motivate and inspire you. And all of us want to be motivated and inspired. What if you're motivated and inspired all day? You can be. All you got to do is just change up and find the right words that create images in your mind, which connect to feelings and emotions. Recapping today's topic, which is your mind needs pictures, not just words. And when you hear people say, I'm a visual person, understand they're speaking for everyone. We are all visual people. When we see it, we believe it. Point number two, a picture is worth 1,000 words, meaning images stick in our minds and they can mean anything to any of us. And nobody's wrong, nobody's right. I can have an image and it can mean certain things to me. You can have the same image, but it means completely different things to you. That's the power of painting pictures with your words. You ever heard that saying? Somebody paints pictures with their words. That the reason that's so powerful and persuasive is because painting the picture with the words allows the person who's hearing the words to create whatever picture they want. You're not telling them what the picture is. They can determine for themselves. And what people decide to say to themselves is much more persuasive than what you say to them. And point number three, to motivate or inspire yourself, use words that create a vision. People are persuaded by images, not by factual information, not by detail. Those things have their place, but not in the world of inspiring. Only use words to create an image that will move you to action. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got 4 things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.